Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Good morning, dudes. What a morning it's been. It's been a roller coaster for you and I to kick off the working week, Josiah.
We've made it, Ellie. We're here. That's the most important thing. Ready to soldier on and bring the Goulburn Valley into a new week.
We made it with about a minute to spare. You messaged me at about 3:45 this morning saying, hey, bro, I've been up vomiting all night. And I said, cool. All right. See you tomorrow then. Don't come in. 100 messages back and forth. And here you are.
Just like the shingles, Ellie. I like to show that I am a hero and I can push in. There are people worse off out than me out there, and I'm here to prove that.
If I get whatever bug you've got right now, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to vomit on your face.
Well,
okay?
I've got no sympathy right now. It can't get any worse. I had one of those vomits in the middle of the night.
Where
it came out through my nose.
We don't want to hear it.
Ellie and I were shooting an ad in Melbourne on Friday. We went out for dinner afterwards in St Kilda.
Mm-hmm.
You know that pizza we got?
Mm-hmm.
I had that for dinner last night, the leftovers. And I tell you what, as soon as I ate it, my whole stomach was bloated. I woke up from about 11:30 and I haven't been back to bed since.
Do you know what I ate last night? Chocolate that I got for Easter last year.
How are you not sick?
It was white, legitimately white, and I still ate it. And I'm fine. So some of us have got stronger stomachs than others.
I wish.
11-month-old chocolate versus 2-day-old pizza.
Well, I do feel like I'm about to vomit any minute now.
Cute.
So.
All right, go home then.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
How many times a day do you reckon you fake laugh at my jokes?
Oh, in this job, way too much. You and I, look, you're fake laughing at me now.
I know.
The amount of sympathy laughs, you pull some joke. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's funny. But does it warrant a smile? Probably not.
As if. All of my jokes are hilarious.
You know what? I'm hilarious as well. Don't say any other. Because you know what? A lady came up to me at Harvey Norman yesterday.
Yeah.
You're going to hate this.
And said, where's Ellie? I miss her. She's the best part of your show.
She goes, why is Ellie so mean to you?
And I said,
you know what? I don't know, but I'm funnier. So let's leave it at that.
I could be mean to you right now, but I'm not going to prove that lady wrong. Anyway, I want to talk about a study that's come out. You know I love a good study, and you know I love to bust these studies because often they're based on not much. But a recent study has found that employees who fake smile at work tend to drink more.
I mean, are we talking a bottle a night? Are we talking binge drinking weekends?
It depends how often you're fake smiling. So it says that people like teachers and retail workers, they're the worst because they're fake smiling constantly. I remember when I worked in retail, I'd get to the end of the day and my cheeks would hurt from being like, welcome to Nike. Welcome. Yeah. Can I help you with anything today? What can I get for you?
Was that during your alcoholic days as well? Or?
Funnily enough, I was necking a bottle of vodka every night.
I want to turn that study on its head though. My dad's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Never seen him have one beer, more than one beer in his life.
Is that right? Ever.
And he's a school teacher. Unless he's doing it in secret.
Do you know what then? That must mean he loves his job and he's not fake smiling. He's real smiling.
Good point.
That could be the difference here. But I want to open this up to you, Goulburn Valley. Let's get our science on this morning. Let's turn into these researchers. 13, 12, 16, all we want you to do is call and tell us your job if you're a fake smiler. If you have to fake smile a lot, give us a call. And then from there, we're going to deduce how many drinks you have.
Wait, so they give their occupation to us?
Yeah.
And then we have to work out whether they're bottle a night, half a bottle, whatever it is.
Yep.
And they'll tell us if they're right or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this.
We've just been talking about a study that's been released that basically says that when you fake smile at work, if you've got a profession that requires you to do so, like retail, hospitality, anything.
Radio.
Then basically the minute you get home, you are knocking back a couple of these drinks.
That sounds like a cup of tea. How am I going to do that?
Oh, it's not. Or maybe you are. I don't know. But basically, the more you fake smile at work, the more you're drinking, according to this recent study. Look, it's, you know, I don't know if I believe it, but we're about to try and find that out.
Hey, it's science, Ellie. Don't question science, man.
You're right. And when we do question science, we need your help, Goulburn Valley. 13, 12, 16, we're just asking for your profession, and then we're going to see if you are indeed drinking a fair bit. Let's go to Rosie from Share. Rosie, what is your profession?
I work in admin at the doctor's surgery.
Ooh, okay. All right. So a fair bit of fake smiling going on in your job, would you say?
Yeah, like every day.
I'm going to go, Ellie. I reckon she's not a really big drinker. I think you have a couple of wines on the weekend and that's it. Because I'd say the doctors would be they'd be on the sauce a bit more. No, but I reckon doctors, an admin assistant, no, I reckon you're a light drinker.
Doctors don't have to fake smile that much. In fact, they probably shouldn't be fake smiling because often they'll be like, oh, sorry, you're really sick. You don't want them smiling.
Oh, good point. What do you reckon, Ellie?
Whereas the admin people are like, hi, welcome to the surgery. You haven't got your bad news yet. So I reckon you're probably, I'm going to go 1.5 glasses of wine a night, Rosie.
Yes, I'm one glass at least a night.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fake smiles you've got to put on every day?
I mean, I definitely have it to unwind. It's like my way to unwind at the end of the day. So, yeah, I probably use
Rosie, have you had a coffee on your way to work yet this morning?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
Just a wine.
When you do, yeah. Or when you do, put some bourbon in it. Why not?
Well, you do a wonderful job, I'm sure. Thank you for keeping us happy when we go to the doctors, Rosie.
Oh, cool, good. Thanks, guys.
All right, let's move on to Marianne from Kyabra. Marianne, what is your profession?
I'm a property manager.
Whoa, tough one. So we want to know, how much do you fake smile in your job?
So much.
Yeah, what, when you're showing houses or when you're dealing with clients? What's the deal?
Yeah, all day. Rent payments on the phone. Yeah. All day.
Sure. Okay.
I think this one's pretty obvious, isn't it, Ellie?
I can hear it in her voice. She's fiending for a drink already and it's not even 9 o'clock.
Are you a bottle a day girl?
I have two kids under two. I can't drink.
Oh no.
But if you could, I feel like that's a bit of an obstacle, the whole kid thing. Without the kids, what do you reckon? A bottle of bourbon or?
With a straw in it.
Nothing wrong. Mix some tequila in there as well. Not that we advocate drinking, but go for it.
Yeah, drink responsibly, of course. Marianne, get a sitter for Friday night and we'll take you out in the town and you can just blow off some steam. Good luck at work today. I hope you get through it all right. And keep those cheeks nice and massaged.
No worries.
Just remember when you're fake smiling today that I have to do it for 3 hours every morning with Ellie. So can't be that bad.
3 hours is pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. She's doing it for 8, Jay. Come on. She's got it way harder. All right. Thanks so much for getting in touch, Marianne.
See ya.
I just
realised I told Marianne to keep her cheeks massaged.
Nothing wrong with
it's
that.
Probably not something you go around saying often.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Whoa, where do we start with the weekend of sport? It was huge in every code.
I cried twice over sport on the weekend, had goosebumps another 2 times. Where do you want me to start? The tears or the goosebumps?
No. Maybe go to a doctor because that's...
I'm a boy that's passionate about my sport. You know how much I love it. I'll touch on the goosebumps. Liverpool won 2-0. The second goal by Mohamed Salah is... possibly the goal of the year.
Oh, my boyfriend will be so happy. He's diehard Liverpool.
He is. That's why I like him. Yeah. The other was my Canberra Raiders won last night. They kept Parramatta Eels 19-0. Oh, goosebumps
twice. My boyfriend won't
care
as much about that because it's a crappy sport.
Let's speak about the tears. I heard you. Let's talk about the tears this weekend, though. Tiger Woods, if you're just waking up, has won the US Masters. This is the biggest moment in sport, and they're saying it's the greatest sport comeback of all time. Take a listen to the moment he won.
Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. He sounded like a voiceover guy for... some big, like Shawshank Redemption or something.
It's been a tough slog for old Tiger.
A lot of the golf commentators do. How's this if Tiger Woods, for people that don't know, it's been 11 years since his last major win, 14 years since his last Masters victory, which is incredible. This is his 5th Masters jacket that he's won, green jacket, his 15th major. He's 43 years old. We know what he went through. It's 10 years ago this year since he had that scandal with his sex life.
What he went through because of his own stupid actions. Like, I don't know why everyone's so excited about him winning. Like, he's a dirty dog.
No, he's a legend.
He cheated on his partner with, what, 100 women?
115 or something?
Yeah. He's not a good dude. I'm not happy for him at all. Give it to Jason Day. He's a better dude.
Jason Day is a better, on a personal note, a better bloke. However, Tiger Woods, when you're Tiger Woods, you can do whatever you want.
No, you can't. It's never okay to cheat with 115 women.
Well, that was one thing. That's what kicked it off. But then it was his back surgery. That's been the big thing that he's come back. 2014, 15 and 17, he had major back surgery. Doctors said he could never play again. So the fact that he's come back and won after that, as well as the issue in his personal life, the greatest sporting comeback ever, they're saying.
You know why he's got back problems? Because he was with 115 women. Didn't do anyone's back in.
$2 million for winning, if you don't mind. Jason Day, though, the Aussie did come third. Got $782,000 for third place, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Now, the other one this weekend, which I definitely welled up, was Saturday afternoon, the Queen Elizabeth Stakes winks for 33 in a row. Take a listen to see how she went.
Inside the final 100 metres, today we farewell an Australian icon, the greatest of all time.
Goosebumps.
She's done, though.
She retired, had enjoyed her first day of retirement yesterday.
What do you reckon she did?
They said she hung out in a paddock and she's preparing to become a mother.
Do you know what? Yeah, she may have retired, but now they are going to be mining her for all she's worth.
Exactly right. Well, they breed her now, so whatever her spawn is, are going to also hopefully be racing legends.
You know what? She's probably going to knock up Tiger Woods like numbers. 115 sounds about
right.
I don't
blame the owners. 33 in a row, though. It was just an amazing race. What a horse. We're privileged, honestly, to be in this day and age where we got to witness such a horse.
My life's changed.
You don't care, do you?
My life has definitely changed.
I love my horses.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I want to tell you a little story, Goulburn Valley. I'm going to read you a little message thread. Started at 3:49 a.m. today. Hey, just so you know, I've been up all night vomiting at barely slept. Not and barely slept.
Sorry, my spelling isn't great.
Yeah. Think it's just food poisoning because I'm feeling better the more times I vomit. Crying face. Might need you to do some heavy lifting this morning because I'm going to be exhausted. Good timing. Vomit emoji. Guess who that was from, GV? Hey, one little guess.
No idea.
The Albanian stallion himself, Josiah Sharla.
I mean, if shingles from home wasn't enough, why not have a few cheeky vomits and come straight to work?
I love how last year when you started this job, you raved to me about how, oh, mate, I do cold showers, so I haven't been sick in 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, 2019, I reckon you've been sick every 10 days.
Well, I want to talk about that maybe on tomorrow's show because I don't have time today because I didn't do any work because I just came in late. But he was on, the guy that I got the cold showers on, he was on Sunday night last night on Channel 7.
Yeah.
I've stopped doing that in January this year.
I've been lazy.
You keep
saying that. Why don't you start doing it again?
Because I will. Because it's easier in winter because you need the cold river to go into. And guess what?
What?
Since I stopped in January, shingles, now vomiting. Yeah. It all makes sense.
Laryngitis, don't forget that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Hungover a few times.
Oh, that's this morning. Had a big one last night.
So anyway, you sent me that message this morning at 10 to 4 and I reply straight away saying, hectic. That sucks, man. Take the day off. Seriously, it's no problem. Best you rest up and get better. I'll be fine. And then the messages went back and forth and back and forth. Me starting everyone, seriously, bud, take the day off. Seriously, that's so heavy. Well, don't worry. Don't worry. It doesn't bother me in the slightest. And then you saying, nah, it's fine. I'll be right. She'll be right. Just vomiting a bit. I think it's just the pizza. The messages went on. Anyway, about 5:30, you rock up at work.
Ellie's not happy.
Hi, Ellie. I'm like, what the beep are you doing here, bro? I got really mad because I'm like, if you're sick, lie down. We've been over this before. It's a boy thing to just, you know, say, oh, I'm fine. I'll be right. Whatever. I don't need to go to the doctor. Rest up.
But you're not
my
mother.
Otherwise, you're just going to make yourself
sicker. No, it doesn't matter. That's what we do. We push through the pain because we're tough. You know what? I need to put food on the table for my family.
Yeah.
So I need to work. That's why I've turned up to work. It's just a vom. Who cares?
Hold on. This is ScoMo on the phone. Hey, ScoMo, is there a thing such as sick leave in this country? Yes, there is. Cool. Thanks, buddy. I'll tell Josiah.
I left my last job with 120 days of sick leave up my sleeve. I don't take sick days. I won't. I'll do the show till 9 and I'll leave. It's not the first time, though. I was playing football. I'm a real true hero, soccer. This would have been 10 years ago now.
If you're a real true hero, you'd be playing AFL.
Oh, right.
Soccer, but cool.
You mean rugby league. I fell over in the first 10 minutes and snapped my arm. I just thought it was a bit of bruising, went off, strapped it up, went back on. This happens in footy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Went through the game, scored the match-winning goal, if you don't mind. The arm swelled up the next day, went to go check it out, snapped. Played a whole game with a broken arm, scored the winning goal.
See, you think that's cool and like brave of you. I just think you're so stupid.
Yeah, but guys listening are impressed. For some reason, girls just don't.
No, because it's okay. It ain't weak to speak, bro. It's okay to admit you're wrong.
Yeah, but I want to work. Sorry about my vomit breath, by the way.
I know. We do our first break. You run off and go vomit in a bin. Like, come on. I don't want to see that. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to breathe that in. I'm stuck in a studio with you.
Poor Jackie, our cleaner and office lady. Oh. She's going to have to go through those bins later because I tell you what, there are some chunks of last night's dinner everywhere. Came out of my nose as well, by the way.
Stop. We don't want to hear the details. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. Have you pushed through the pain? Have you tried to be like Josiah and be an absolute...
I can be your hero.
And I'm not, I don't mean hero in a good way, by the way. I'm not saying you're a hero like, I don't know, someone who's a hero. Who's a hero?
Police officers, firefighters,
yep.
Ambulance officers, yep. Josiah.
No. Let's go to Macca and Shep. Macca, how you doing this morning?
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, bud. When have you pushed through the pain?
Listen, I've recently broken my finger a couple of years ago when I was living over in WA. Joined a new footy team and dislocated my finger during training. Turned out to be broken, but I didn't want to look like a wuss. So they chucked it back in straight and I kept training, but turned out it needed surgery and wasn't a good look and the doctors weren't happy with me at all.
Did you say the doctors or the Dockers? Because if you're from WA, are you a big AFL player over there? What's the deal?
Oh, no, I hate the Dockers. The doctors, yes. When I told them, they were like, how'd you get this kind of finger back in? I said, oh, just Chobbo put it back in. They were like, no, don't do that.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's what most footy players would do. Anyway, there was players, I was watching the rugby league last night. A guy snapped his nose off, basically, and had broken ribs and kept playing.
It's so stupid.
It's like, what boys do.
Why push through for one game when you can do yourself permanent damage?
That's very, very, very motherly of you.
Oh, I get so mad at boys, Macca. You guys really frustrate me. How's your finger now? Did it ever heal?
Oh, it's still kind of, it's not straight.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? Yeah. It would have been straight if you hadn't pushed through the pain.
I agree. I'm sorry.
You're not Macca, certified hero. Join the club.
All right, let's move on to Jack from Strathmerton. Jack, did you push through the pain, my friend? Are you a hero?
Well, I did my ACL at playing football and my PCL, and it was really sore, but I needed to work. So I went to work, and I did more damage to it at work, and I needed a full knee reco. And then just after my reco, I got sick of being in the leg brace, so I took it off and started walking on it. Then did it again and needed another reco.
Oh. I'm so glad that this story has made it to the radio because you're a lesson for all the men out there not to be heroes, Jack. Now, let me ask. You say you needed to work. Did you have sick leave?
No, because I'm a subcontractor, so I don't get much sick leave. I don't get any at all, actually. So, I needed to work to make money. And
Jack, ACL is the worst injury you can do, one of the most painful ones. How did you not know it was your ACL? How did you just think it was, I've done a bit of a knee damage there?
I did know it was my ACL, but I just didn't care. And I was like, oh, well, it'll be right.
You can play through.
I sat the rest of the game out of footy, but then I was like, okay, I'll go to work the next day. It won't be that bad.
Boys, I just don't understand.
I love it, Jack.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Technology's taken over the world. I'm scared of it. I've spoken about it many times on this show.
Every time
I come across a robot story, I feel like I need to bring it up with you to just vent my fears about technology taking over the world.
And play some Daft Punk as well.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Woolies have been the latest to employ robot technology. So they have introduced one of these robots. Things that basically goes around the aisles and monitors hazards to make the store more safe. So, like, you know how when you go to the supermarket and there's a spill on the floor and there's the slippery when wet signs?
Yes.
You have to put out. If someone slips and there's not a slippery when wet sign, there is some serious legal implications for any business.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm oversharing here. Probably shouldn't say this. I am related to some dodgy family members in another country.
Albania?
Not Albania. This is my English side, actually. And they, for money, they don't work, but they go to shopping centres looking for wet patches without the signs there so they can make money and sue the company.
Oh, you suck. Did you say you're related to them?
Yeah, I don't know them too well, safe to say.
Nah, sounds about right. It's where you learnt all your tricks.
But yes, so there is a lot of money to be made, as you said.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So that's why they've got this new robot. So robots, in this respect, I'm okay with because they're to monitor safety. But also, that's the job of a person. You know, like, is to someone, some safety monitor,
You're on fire
really
today.
Really struggling today.
I'm the one that's vomiting, remember? I'm sick, you're not. You need to hold this ship together, Ellie.
She has heard me try to MC the Love and Light Festival
with Shep
yesterday. My goodness. My goodness.
Jeez. Why don't you just take the rest of the day off?
Actually, sure.
Oh, Ellie.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep soldiering through. You've got this.
All right. Back to robots, hey? Let's just can we just play a bit more Daft Punk? That'll get me back on track.
Let's just start again.
What I'm trying to say is robots are roaming the halls of Woolies. I mean, it's not the Woolies in Shep. They haven't got it yet, thank God, because I don't want robots to make it their way here.
Would you freak out if you're just grabbing some chocolate from the chocolate aisle, you're grabbing some water and this little robot goes past?
Yes.
What are you doing, buddy? He's just cleaning the aisles?
I would, 100%. We're all going to die.
Oh,
we're
righto.
All going to be killed by these robots. I don't know why people aren't more stressed about that.
Who cares? They're not taking our jobs, safe to say, for unless a robot... Oh,
what?
Hang on a sec.
What?
What if they programmed a robot that can actually talk?
Yes, I know. Like, good morning, Golden Valley. You're waking up with Siri. But back to this Woolies robot. It's also employing a little security device, right? You know how there's the self-serve checkouts? There's going to be cameras on them watching you and on this robot. So on the robot, if you're just pocketing a grape and thinking you're getting away with it, old robot will come up behind you and be like, I don't know what it's going to do. I don't know whether it's going to intercept you or whether it's going to tell the dudes at the desk.
Well, they should make it one of those robots that you see in the movies. What's that movie with all iRobot?
Mm.
If you do something, if someone tries to steal a grape, kill them.
This is why I'm scared, Josiah. This is why I don't want robots to take over. They will kill us one day.
Did you take a grape? Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'd cut down on theft.
Oh, there
you go. Fine. No one would be stealing their 15-cent bags then.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
And guess what? It's only 3.5 hours, Jay, until this. You're going to hear this theme song a lot today because I feel like everyone in the world's talking about it.
You're right. You said last week 1 billion people around the world are expected to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's
a lot. That's 1/7 of the world's population. The world's population. Here in Australia, it'll be, God, more than half would be watching it, I reckon.
Are you excited? What are you, 11 o'clock, you're having a viewing party, you're coming to mine, we're going to have a cuddle on the couch, bottle of wine and watch it. What are we doing?
It's certainly not the latter, nope. I was just thinking about that during the song. I don't really know, because I need to have a nap, obviously. That takes precedence over anything. But then maybe when I wake up from my nap, if I wake up in time to get got in before the gym.
You're an idiot. Can I play devil's advocate a bit?
Yeah.
I watch it to stay up to date because I got sick of everyone like us speaking about it so much. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get up to date.
Yeah.
So I watched it all. And don't get me wrong, I've stayed up to date, watched every episode.
Yeah.
I'm excited to watch today because I want to see how it ends.
Yeah.
I just, the people that live and breathe by it and die by it, come on, check yourselves a little bit.
Oh, but it's a bit of fun. You know, something to look forward to. The only thing I disagree with is the fact that it's been so long since the last episode. It's like, I've forgotten.
It's been 2 years.
Yeah. I remember I was flying out to America the night that the last episode aired. That was a very, very, very long time ago, that trip.
I'm going to have to watch a recap of the last series of the whole thing because I genuinely have no idea how it finished.
Yeah. I know, neither.
All I know is winter is coming, guys.
Winter is coming. Someone who does know how it finishes is Kit Harington, otherwise known as Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Jon Snow, winter is coming. He's the one who says that. And he obviously and the rest of the cast and crew and everyone, they've been under strict instructions to keep the storyline under wraps. And they've done a good job so far. So much so, we spoke about on the show last week that they have employed self-destructing scripts. So the cast get their scripts and then 12 hours later or something, it self-implodes.
Crazy.
There's drone shooting technology for people who are trying to fly drones over the set. Like, it's been crazy. But Jon Snow, aka Kit Harington, he was too pent up on it all. It's such a big deal. He felt he needed to tell one person. And so he went and found his mate, James, who's just your average dude.
Jimmy.
One of his childhood mates, who's never watched an episode of Game of Thrones, fell asleep during the first one when he tried to watch it. So he just doesn't care. And Jon Snow told him exactly what happens. So James is the only person outside of the immediate cast and crew who knows what happens in the end. He couldn't care less.
The producers, they would be so nervous because I tell you what, James could sell that for a lot of money.
I know. James is probably in like maximum security Game of Thrones jail at the moment. Like, he's got the hound guarding him so he doesn't let this secret out. But I want to talk about the people who don't care about Game of Thrones because, like I said, it's going to be everywhere today. Even the round of footy just gone over the weekend was Game of Thrones round.
In the AFL, it was.
Yeah.
So was the NRL. They all dressed up for Game of Thrones round.
Yes.
This is the thing, though. We say 1 billion, and that is a crazy, crazy number for any TV show.
Mm.
But you said there's 7 billion people in the world. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So that's 6 billion people that don't care.
Yeah.
So if you actually look at the stats,
yeah,
there's a lot more people that don't care than do.
13, 12, 16, are you one of those people? Are you someone sitting here in the Golden Valley thinking, I could not care less if Game of Thrones premiered or not? Let's go to Claire from Shep. Claire, you're not a fan?
I could not care about GOT. I got no love for GOT.
Got no love for GOT. There should be a bumper sticker for non-Game of Thrones bet fans saying that.
Don't you feel like you're missing out though, Claire?
Not for one single second. I do not care.
Have you ever tried to jump on the bandwagon? Did you watch a couple of episodes when it first started and just think, this isn't for me?
Yes, and I felt like I was back in history class. I was like, I don't care about all these people that, like, obviously died a long time ago and they're not even real on top of it all.
It is confusing, isn't it? However, I think the only reason that made me push through is because everyone's talking about it. I don't want to miss out. It's like today we're talking about it. Anyone that's listening, they don't give a stuff. But go watch it and then you can follow with us.
I thought the only reason you pushed through, Josiah, was because there was boobs in the first episode.
You have my attention. Surprise, Claire didn't push through as well.
Claire, what are you going to be doing tonight instead of watching Game of Thrones?
Posting fake spoilers on my Facebook page.
Good. Good ploy. I love it. What are you going to go with? Are you going to go with like an incest storyline or someone dying? What are you thinking?
No, just Jon Snow dying in the first episode. I think that some people are like emotionally attached to him. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think people will be upset by that.
Oh,
you're
love
a cruel
it.
Woman, Claire, and I love it. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, guys.
Let's move on to Tammy from Echuca. Tammy, what are your thoughts?
I'm definitely one of those not Game of Thrones fans. My best friend, she's Game of Thrones mad and she's having like a Game of Thrones, you know, catch up tonight and all her family's coming over, but I'm not interested at all.
You're not going to go to the party?
No.
Oh, Tammy, you're missing out. What's she doing for you? Is she having like Game of Thrones themed snacks and everything?
Oh, she probably would if she had time, but she's just, having her family over and they've been waiting for it. She's like on the countdown. I think she said 512 days.
Oh, wow. Tammy, you don't want to get in. You don't feel like you're missing out though, don't you? Doesn't it make you feel like you just need to get involved and watch and to see what all the hype is about?
No, I think I'm too far behind.
That's true. If you started watching it now from the start, you'd have to put in some serious hours.
Yeah, you want a long holiday for that.
Yeah, but
it would be like binging to the max.
Binging blockbuster after blockbuster. Well, Tammy, what are you going to do tonight instead of watching it?
We're actually coming to Shepparton for a birthday.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, Ellie and I are going to have a little cuddle on the couch for Game of Thrones. So if you want to join us just to see what all the hype's about, come over as well.
Sounds good.
No, it really doesn't, Tammy. Thanks so much for your call.
Bye.
For everyone who does like Game of Thrones, though, enjoy yourself tonight. Really sit back on the couch, bottle of wine in hand.
What if there's anyone that's actually taken today off because it premieres at 11 a.m?
Yeah, we want to hear from you if that's the case. 13, 12, 16. We won't tell your employer.
Did you take this day off? Have you chucked a sickie to watch it live at 11 a.m?
This is all making sense, Josiah. You've been running this whole, I'm really sick thing all morning. I was vomiting all night. And you're like, I'm just going to leave straight after the show today.
9 till 11, I'm sleeping. 11, I'm watching Game of Thrones. I did not vomit. It's just a conspiracy.
We have just been talking about Game of Thrones and the fact that it does premiere today, the final season. And we were talking about the people who don't care about it. But we've just had a call from someone who does care a lot about it. Paula from Talamba. Morning.
Morning.
So are you taking today off to watch it at 11 or are you going to watch it later on?
No, I'm going to watch it later on. The funniest thing is I'm actually getting Foxtel put on this morning. So I can watch it tonight.
No way. You've signed up to Foxtel just for this.
Yeah, just for Game of Thrones. My husband also wants to watch the footy, but seriously, it's just for last season Game of Thrones.
Hey, Paula, how big of a fan are you?
I'm a huge fan. I go to the conventions all the time in Melbourne and sometimes I spend the whole weekend and drive to Adelaide.
Just to meet the cast.
Yeah, just to meet the cast. I've met 17 cast members so far.
Wow.
And I've had dinner with probably around about 8 or so.
Dinner?
Yeah, dinner.
How do you have dinner with the Game of Thrones cast?
Pay a lot of money.
Was it worth
and
it?
The conventions organise it. So.
Oh my God. Do they serve you like medieval food at these dinners or is it just normal?
No, but the last time I went to one, it was called Thrones Con and we had 3 cast members and the cast members actually served up. It was a buffet and they were just so wonderful.
Can I be rude and ask how much it costs to have dinner with someone from Game of Thrones?
Look, it's around about the $300 or so mark.
That's not actually too bad.
That's a dinner with my girlfriend when she's being fussy.
Have you met any of the big guns like Jon Snow or Khaleesi or Jamie Lannister?
I've met Joffrey.
Ooh.
Yeah, the guy plays Joffrey's actually a really nice guy.
Is he? He does not come across very as that. Nice. Across as very murdery in
he
the
does,
show.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He does, but what I've discovered with actors is the ones who tend to play the really evil people are actually the nicest ones to me.
Who's your dream to meet from that you haven't met yet?
Oh, Jon Snow, of course.
Yeah.
Is this going to kill you? I've got a story, Paula. When Game of Thrones wasn't as big, maybe in their second season, I had never watched it. I met him. I actually interviewed him at a former job and didn't give a stuff. I didn't even – they said, do you want a photo? I said, no, all good. I just did the interview.
Oh, no.
He was a lovely guy. He's just very, very short in real life, though.
Yeah, it's okay. My husband's 5'3". I don't care about short.
Oh, there you go.
And
Carl Drogo, actually.
Oh, damn. He's a good-looking
dude.
Yeah,
Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
He's going to get now because he's so huge because he's Aquaman. They're never going to get him to the conventions now, so I was very lucky.
Yeah. Well, that is fascinating. Well, you enjoy today. This must be like Christmas for you.
It is. Yep.
All right. Thanks so much for your call.
No worries.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.